To the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also always available on iTunes. Today, I am so excited to be talking to a repeat guest from many years ago, who is gonna share with us what she's been up to. But I wanna first say hello to Christine. Hey, how are you?
Yes, hi Pam. It's great to talk to you again.
I am so excited to just found out what's been going on in your world and to just catch up with you a little. So as always, to get us started, could you just formally introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you do to keep busy?
Yeah. Okay. I'm Christine Simpson, and I live in London, UK, and I have worked in libraries all my life, and last year I retired from that, and I wanted a project, and the British Stammering Association wanted to have a conference the next year. And I said I'd like to take it on. And we're now 3 weeks away from that conference.
Wow, how exciting.
Yes.
That year probably went so fast, right?
It has gone so fast. I just don't know where it's gone. Well, I do, because it's well, we've had to do a lot of planning, and well, we're almost there now, but it's really been great. I would just like to tell people, the BSA has a conference every 2 years, it is actually very much like the conference the NSA has every year. Well, it's a bit smaller as well, we're a smaller country,
Right.
but it's well, it's lots of workshops and well, and it's a chance to hang out with a lot of people who, like you, have a stammer. And something that I think well, we've been really keen to say is that it is a great fun event. It's just that we absolutely to get well that at well that everybody's where they are and we want to emphasize well, that coming to one of these events for the first time, well, that can be quite challenging, and well, and wherever you are that with your speech well that's absolutely well that's absolutely fine, if that makes sense.
Oh, of course it does. And I think these events are so critical to the people in the stammering and the stuttering communities because it truly lets you know that you're not alone. And we succeed. You, the BSA, succeeds. We, the NSA, succeeds when we meet people where they're at on their journey.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So where is the BSA conference this year?
Well, for the first time, we're going to Wales, and it's in the Welsh capital, Well, and it's a lovely city, and we found a great university campus.
Oh, great.
Which well, and that's where it will be held, and well, and on the Saturday evening we are going to St. Fagan's Museum, and we have our gala dinner there, and and this year the BSA is celebrating, it's celebrating their 40th birthday.
Oh, congratulations.
Actually should be great fun. We have got we have an entertainer, and it should be very nice.
Oh, are you going to have a birthday cake too, or something like that?
Ah, I don't know about the birthday cake, but that sort of yes, I think that ought to go on my to-do list.
Oh, which no.
Is something.
I don't want to add anything to your list.
on that subject, we have all the organization isn't just me, that we have a great organizing committee who are doing really amazing things. And on the committee, Pam, that we have for women who stutter.
Oh, that makes my heart happy. Thank you for sharing that. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, me too. And we have two workshops for women.
Oh.
Rather than one, which I'm also very happy about.
Oh, that is so exciting, because I hope listeners realize that we women are a minority within the minority of the stammering community. And so many times, as I'm sure you can relate to, sometimes women who stammer never meet another woman who stammers until they go to something like this.
Absolutely. I don't think you can overemphasize that point. I'm not saying that we have more challenges. I just think it's so good to share that female experience. Yes, I felt that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it really has to do with societal conditioning over so many years that women have always had to be inferior or take the back seat. So when society is telling you that you're not as good as men in general, and then you stammer and feel voiceless, and then you suddenly meet other women who also understand that. It's so empowering.
Absolutely. And this and it's just an added pressure. I mean, actually, as all women have actually taken their place in the workplace, and they run a home and they bring up their kids, if they have them, or they care for their elderly parents. And it's just one extra thing, which is hard.
It's very hard. I mean, ever since I was a little girl growing up stuttering, I grew up with Barbie dolls.
And so did I.
Right? So Barbie dolls were like the image that little girls were supposed to emulate. Skinny bodies and beautiful face and long blonde hair and perfect clothes and you know, if you didn't have all of that, society deemed you in a certain way. And then, you know, like I said, if you add to that mix that if you're not already perfect, like society says you should be, and you can't even express yourself the way you want to, it really can be so silencing for us. So to have an event, a conference that people can get together, and there's something specifically for women, it's powerful, and it makes a big impact, I think, on that woman's journey.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm so delighted to hear that you're still carrying that torch. I'll tell you a little quick story. This year at our recent conference in the US, it was in Chicago, and it was the first time in probably 5 years that I did not run a women's workshop. And it felt very, sad to me that I wasn't doing that. However, a lovely young woman who is also expecting her first child and who's experiencing some anxiety, being a woman who stutters and expecting her first child, again, an issue that men who stammer cannot relate to. She ran a women's empowerment workshop. And I went to it, and it felt very wistful to me, if that makes sense. Like, I wanted to be part of it. But at the same time, I felt like I'm passing the torch. And that's okay, because one person can't do everything. And the next generation has to be given the opportunities to do that. And the pride and the joy on her face that I saw as she ran this workshop, and actually the relief that I kind of felt at just being able to participate and not be in charge. It was a funny feeling, but in the end, it was a good feeling, because I felt proud that I had started something that's not been let go. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, absolutely. And actually, I'm in the same position. Well, this year, in Cardiff, that we have a lovely young woman. Well, who is one of the admins on the Women Who Stammer for for Facebook group. Well, and she is who going to run the Women Who Stammer workshop this year. And I think that's really great.
Oh, yeah, you might feel a little heart tug
Yes.
at not being the one, but I think you'll also feel like, wow, like at least the legacy is being continued.
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, well, that's absolutely what I want is to well, is to bring other women's experiences, as it is that when you have a breadth of experience that well, that's when it's most powerful. Actually, on the topic of young people, we've got a youth program.
Oh, for the first time?
Yes, I think we have had workshops actually in the past. We have actually had a couple, but we her poo. Ooh, well, but this time, we've got a whole a whole series of them that go actually right through the conference, and well, and they are aimed at young people, but we want to actually emphasize well, everybody is welcome to attend. It is not just for young people, but we really were keen to provide a new experience that the this year.
It sounds so exciting. Yeah. So quick question.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The time has flown already.
Okay. Yes.
But how many people are expected to attend the conference?
At the moment, that's with the residentials and actually the and the day visitors, we are up to about, say, 150.
Oh.
Oh, and I must get a quick one in. This year, for the first time that we we have a children's program.
Oh my.
Which I know is very close to your heart. Well, and mine as well. And it is on Saturday afternoon, and it's a chance for children who stammer. Just to come together and have fun. And it's and they don't have to participate if they don't want to. It's very very child centered. So if it's not actually the thing for them, that's fine.
You're right when you said that's very close to my heart, because like you said, it's why we do what we do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So that children will hopefully have a better experience growing up than we did.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So one last question before we wind up this lovely conversation. Do you have any idea of how many first timers are expected?
In a word, no.
Okay.
We actually only count them on the feedback forms.
Oh, okay.
But, we don't actually ask them, you know, actually up front, as it were.
You should. That's just my suggestion. Mm. Suggest to somebody for the next conference to just add a box on the reservation form asking if it's their first time. Because what we do, not to say that we have all the answers over here, but we have a first timers welcome workshop. And I think that sets the stage for the first timers and kind of eases their nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we kind of pair them up with somebody that has gone to several conferences before. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that, of course, in my experience helping organize the first timers welcome is that people who stutter, stammer, coming into an event like this, worry about, am I going to fit in? Am I going to make friends? Because people who have gone to the conferences before, you guys all know each other.
Yeah.
So the newcomer coming in worries about, how will I break into that existing culture? So we ask beforehand, is it your first time? And then we have a welcome workshop. And actually, on the next day, we have a first timers luncheon. So just to kind of celebrate their choice to make that step.
Yeah. No. I think, in fact, we have organized on the Friday evening that we have what we call call actually an icebreaker event.
Oh, good.
And so that was, that was the aim with that, to sort of bring actually bring new people in. And also, we are going to actually have people right through the conference. Who will who will be actually who there for who anyone who wants to talk.
And that's wonderful.
That we will actually we will identify them, and you know, people can that it is just about actually where you are on your journey, isn't it?
It is.
Talk and, you know, actually participate, and some will want to just watch.
Yep, and we mentioned that at the start of our conversation, that what we do so well as stuttering associations is we meet people where they're at. And I'll tell you, Christine, I'm so happy that we had this conversation and that we're able to let people know what's coming up for them. But I also have to say how sad I feel that I am not able to join you, because it sounds like it will be amazing and inclusive and exciting. And I am determined that I am going to get to a BSA conference sometime. Hopefully the next one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Ooh, we will do that, Pam. And and I'm really grateful for this opportunity just to actually just just to actually talk about it. And and just to say thank you to to my wonderful committee, and I'm going to actually name them. And I will probably block quite a bit, but I'm going to do it. Well, just thank you to to Katinka and David and Julia. He and Jen and Lynn, and Rory, and Ruth, who really have made this a great year to work on it.
Well, I can't wait to see all the Facebook posts and the pictures and hear all about it. And I will try to experience it vicariously through all of you, and I wish you the best luck, and I hope that after all of your hard work and your committee, that you guys actually get to enjoy it too.
Oh, I think we actually will. It's just sort of at this stage, it feels like.
I bet. Christine, thank you again so much for being here today.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Pam. Thank you.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.